Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth, chapter 12, said this, "Now about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed." One translation, it's interpreted that, "I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual gifts." And I think the words that the apostle wrote to the church at Corinth and all the churches who then would read that letter, those words are needed just as much today as any of the words that we read from the apostle. They're very relevant. There are few elements in the life of the church which seem to cause such question and confusion than the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives, spiritual gifts. Folks say, "Where do I get those gifts? What do I have to do? Do I have a gift? Why do some people have more than one gift? I don't think I have any. And what do I do with a gift? And can I change the gift that I have? And just how do I discover my gifts?" All those questions about spiritual gifts and more. This morning, I can't answer all your questions, but let me see what Scripture says concerning spiritual gifts. Four things. Number one, the distribution of gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that's where we are primarily today. Paul writes, "Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." In 1 Peter 4, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received." And then in 1 Corinthians 7, "But each believer has his or her own gift from God. One has this gift, and another has that gift." Found in these passages, in many other passages, is the truth that the gifts of the Spirit have been given to every single believer. These gifts of God are given irrespective of our own spiritual maturity. You, as a believer, have been given by God a spiritual gift. The Bible says that every believer who has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ has a spiritual gift given by God to build up the body of Christ. Now, God uses all type of people to accomplish his work, and he gifts all types of people, some who are highly educated and some who have a GED. God gifts them both, regardless of race or gender or stature or marital status. God gives gifts to that man who has been married once or twice and his marriage has failed. God gives him spiritual gifts. To that single woman who's never married, God gives spiritual gifts. God uses the great ones with physical bodies like mine, and he uses even those like Walker. God gifts, regardless of physical or even emotional, God gifts all believers. It said about George Whitefield. Whitefield was a European historic evangelist, and he was cross-eyed, and he would preach, and it said that in those great revival meetings that Whitefield would often say, "God is dealing with the one that I'm looking at this very moment," and three people would come under conviction as he spoke. God can use each of us in his work because he's given us this charismata, this gift. And he has chosen one of those gifts to be used in ministry, which he provides within the church. And to that ministry, God gives the power to carry out the ministry. God gifts, and he provides ministry to use the gift. And he provides the power by which the ministry can be carried out. The gifts of the Spirit are distributed to every single believer. Now, notice also, there is a great diversity in the gifts. Again, I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Apostle Paul said in verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Verse 11, all of these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Down in verse 20, as it is, there are many parts to the body, the physical body, and there are many parts to the spiritual body, and God brings them all, gifts them all together. All have been gifted by the Holy Spirit, and yet the diversity of gifts are amazing. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, 9, and 10, there are nine specific gifts. But if you look in verses 28 and 29, there are nine other gifts. You could go over to Romans chapter 12, and you will find seven gifts of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, five gifts. 1 Peter 4, have two more gifts. Now listen about gifts. I believe that all of these listings throughout the New Testament are not exhaustive. They're not exclusive, but they're illustrative of the rich variety of gifts that God gives today. Different Christians, different times, different gifts. Chapter 12 is really amazing. When the Apostle Paul, now remember the church at Corinth, they were messed up. They were fighting over the gifts that God had given. And some said, my gift is good and your gift is bad. My gift is better. And so Paul says, look at your body. Your body has all these different parts, but aren't you glad that you're not all hands and you're not all feet? That the body has different parts and all the parts are important. The diversity of the gifts, the broad diversity in our body and in the church body, we need the diversity. And diversity of gifts in a church should never cause division, but it should cause a reason for celebration. God knew what He was doing when He gifted you. And I believe God knew what He was doing when He drew us together into a local church using those gifts to accomplish the ministry that the Holy Spirit desires us to have. So why? Why did God give you spiritual gifts? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of your spiritual gift? I want to say it's not for your own personal benefit. Spiritual gifts are not some award or reward because you're just so good and part of God's special elite. The gifts of the Spirit are given for the benefit of the service of the church. Peter said in 1 Peter 4, each one should use whatever gift she or he might have received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. In other words, you've received a gift. Now use the gift to edify and build up the church. The presence of spiritual gifts is not so much a privilege as it is an obligation, and I think a responsibility. There are threefold, maybe more, threefold purposes of why God gave spiritual gifts. First is to produce growth in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul said to these who were fighting, since you're so eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in the gifts that build up the church. Gifts, your gift has been given to build up, to grow the church. Secondly, spiritual gifts are given to produce unity in the church. Verse 24 and verse 25 of chapter 12. There should be no division within the church body, especially over gifts. We've all been given a special, diverse, unique gift to produce unity and not conflict. Thirdly, spiritual gifts are given to extend the ministry of the church, to build growth in the church, to bring unity to the church, and yes, ministry. Ephesians chapter 4, you know this text. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the work of service so that the body of Christ might be built up. God gave you a spiritual gift to build up, to expand the ministry of the church. Now, I want you to hear this. When you use your gift that God has given through the power of the Holy Spirit, when you use that gift to call attention to yourself, look at my gift. Look how great it is. Look at my gift. Rather than calling attention to God, you're misusing your gift. When someone in the church uses their gift to disrupt the fellowship, to divide and cause division, rather than strengthening the fellowship, they are misusing their gift. When someone in a church, not this church, but some church, when they use that gift to put others down instead of building each other up, that is misusing the gift. Here's the big one. If you are neglecting your spiritual gift, God gave you this gift. And if you're neglecting it, letting it stagnate, putting it on a shelf, let someone else do it, you're misusing your gift. What a waste! God could have given that gift through the power of the Holy Spirit to someone else, but God chose you, and he gifted you. And I don't think it's a gift for this season. I think it's a gift for all your life. As long as you can and you have the physical and mental ability, use your gift. Find the ministry within the church, use the gift, and allow the power of the Holy Spirit to make that gift all it can be. So how do you find your gift? And I guess that's the biggest question. Through 32 years of pastoring, I have preached a sermon like this, maybe this same sermon, many times. I think this sermon should probably be preached at least once a year, because we tend to forget, or we tend to not want to remember, or we plead ignorance. We just don't know about these gifts, so we forget about it, and we just start doing church. So how do I find my spiritual gift? Here are five ways, and they all start with A, and the first is acceptance. Many people never discover their spiritual gift because they don't believe they have one. They never look for their gift because they don't think, well, I probably didn't get one. Hear me again. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been called, you are a Christian, you have a faith experience with the Lord through Christ, you have a gift. I can show you, and I've already said this morning, text after text, scripture after scripture, just accept that fact. I have a gift based on God's Word and the Holy Spirit living within. I have a gift. I accept it. Secondly, is an awareness of the gifts. The gifts that I listed, 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12 and Ephesians 4 and Timothy 4. Again, I don't believe that is an exhaustive list. I believe it is illustrative of the way that God gifted people in days past. But I think God is still gifting. I mean, I talked about our tech folks. Is that a gift or is that a talent? I believe in the church, those who know what buttons to push and those who have ears to hear, that is a gift. Not all are called to be pastor, and not all have the gift of evangelist. We've all been called to serve. Some have the great gift of administration and leadership and teaching. The gifts of the church have never been more needed than they are today. We need to expand our mind with the possible gifts that God has endowed you with. Accept it. I have a gift. Study and see what the gifts in the past were and see what they could be today. And thirdly is appeal. Acceptance, awareness, appeal. I love this. God is so good. God is so good. What is your passion? What is it in your heart that you must most long to do and to be? See, I don't think God's going to give you something that you just hate and something that makes you miserable. God has given you a calling. What are you good at doing? What is it that hurts deep within your soul if you can't do it? Could it be that that is God's way of saying that is your gift? You see, we all want this big, this is your gift moment. I don't think those happen that often. Instead, what is it that you love to do? I love the gift of hospitality. You say, I just want to serve people. I want to cook a meal for folks. I want get in the kitchen at the church. What a great gift. I love to serve. What is it in your heart? What is it in your heart? Common sense, experience, those things that appeal to you. God in his goodness has gifted you. Look in your heart. I think also asking. We love to talk about prayer. You want to discover your spiritual gift? Have you ever asked God, God, what is my gift? In a matter of prayer, do you think God's going to hide that from you? That God's going to say, I'm not going to tell you. Figure it out yourself. God longs to hear from you. God will answer the prayer when we seek. Long to know, and then listen, and he will respond. And finally, it doesn't alliterate. Just do it. A, and then just do it. Just we get so caught up in trying to discover our gift, and we want to study the gift. Some people say, you know, we could have another Bible. We could have 64 weeks of Bible study on how to study, find your gift, and some folks will still say, I don't know what my gift is. We get so involved in, let's just listen to another sermon about spiritual gifts, or let's just keep praying. Finally, you just have to step out and do it and say, God, I don't know if my gift is teaching or not, but I'm going to teach. And if that's not your gift, those class members will probably tell you. Just jump out and do it. Just do what you believe. Stop analyzing, and finally just act on what you believe is your gift. Accept that you have a gift. Be aware of what Scripture says about gift. Listen to what appeals in your heart. Ask God and then just do it. Sunday before last, in this series on the Holy Spirit, I looked at the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5. We got home and we were eating Whataburger, and I told Aria, our church is filled with a lot of fruit, fruity people. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's what I see and know of this church. But as I look this morning across our congregation, and I wish I could look at those who are home and could see you, but I know you are so gifted. You're gifted. The gift of the Spirit is evident in the life of this congregation. God has blessed First Baptist Church Lufkin with so many gifts. I think that we have the exact gifts that we need to do the ministry that God has called us to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. I look forward to the day, may it come quickly, when the church can be on site, where we can again be together and utilize our gifts through the power of a local church in this community, impacting this community, impacting the lives of each other. We are so blessed by God. The Apostle Paul, in writing to his friend Timothy, said, "Timothy, for this reason, I remind you, fan into flame the gift God has given you." Fan into flame. Take that little ember, fan it, make it a flame. In other words, stir up the gift, Timothy. Stir up the gift that God has given you. Use it to His glory. That's my challenge this morning, church. That you would stir up the gift, the spiritual gift that God has given you. That you would dedicate it to Him, to the church, to build up, to grow, to edify. God gave you out of everyone. He gave you a gift. Use it. Shall we pray? Revive us, O God. Revive your spirit in us, that we might take those gifts better than a Western Flyer bicycle. That we might take those spiritual gifts and use them through your Holy Spirit to grow our church, to change our church, to unify our church. There's not any gift that's greater than another. The one who has the gift of service comes and mows the church lawn, we give thanks for that gift. To the one who teaches those young children, we thank God for that gift. To the one who serves in leadership and administration, to the one who has the wisdom and a discerning spirit, we thank you, God, for gifts. I believe, oh God, that you have so gifted us for this day, for this moment. God, as we deal in the midst of COVID, as we come out of COVID, we will need all the gifts. We'll need all the gifts working together within the church to proclaim the hope and the power and the glory for the days to come. God, revive us. Revive us, restore us, stir up that gift is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.